Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, May 6, 2024. I have 9 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will note that we will be closed Wednesday, May 8th for Truman Day.
Oh, that's
good. Good.
I forgot.
Are there any other remarks? All right, hearing none, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475885 through 475872, check number 475874 through 475921, warrant 8378, no journal entries or transfers.
Second with discussion.
Yeah.
On the part that we signed, do we want to amend?
There's a clerical error on there. It is missing one of the eights.
Is it one of the eights or one of the fives?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's 475.
Yeah, it's five. A five. It's missing.
A five,
so
okay.
So do you guys care if I change that, or are we just going to have them reprint them upstairs? Because the ones we made the motion on are fine.
Yes. I assume they would reprint it correctly. I didn't.
Okay.
But either way is fine.
Okay.
We'll just have them reprint them then.
Okay.
Yep.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Move to approve check number 475873.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Thank you.
Do we need to mention the voided checks there at the bottom?
Yes.
Move to approve the voided checks 475788 through 475854. And 475788 through 475854. It says over to the side.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. And we'll just sign once we... Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have minutes from April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. There is a particular question on the minutes from April 29th. When we entered into the record, the assessment forms we entered Exhibit A, and along with that in our packet this morning is the assessment forms that we have that we were presented that day.
But are there not like three copies?
Yes, and all three are different.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has different corrections. The final one on the back one that has page 17 at the bottom of it has the actual good numbers that we agreed upon that match Exhibit A, minus the math of the cost per parcel at the bottom.
And the only thing that needs to be in there is the
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
At the back of this, there's
with the corrected numbers in it. So
the first page.
Well, but not even with the post with the actual corrected numbers.
This one.
Gotcha. This is what I had in my office.
Okay, yeah, with
Exhibit A. So you have something different?
Yeah, so we have this.
This
plus
is Exhibit A.
Well, there's like two or three other pages with it that aren't part of it.
Okay. This one?
No, the Exhibit A.
Just this one.
Just Exhibit A.
Okay. Without the post-its on the side with the corrected numbers in there.
Gotcha.
Yep. Is that agreed?
Yes, we will get that fixed.
Okay, thank you.
We want to see the corrections before we...
It's up to you guys.
It's up to you.
I can submit them to you for approval next week, or you can approve it and I'll submit.
Let's wait just to make sure that we're all...
Yeah, maybe just considering what it is, it'd be good.
Okay, so let's table the minutes for April 29th, 2024, and then we'll move on to the minutes for April 30th and May 1st.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 30th and May 1st, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have board appointments. We have the Point Lookout Airport. With us this morning, we have Mr. Mike Molnick from our airport. There is a vacancy that will be coming open. We have the stepping down of Dr. Glenn Cameron off of the board, and we do thank him for his years of service to our board.
Did you have copies of all the applicants?
Yes, I received those and reviewed them. The board recommends to appoint Chris Carlson to fill the vacancy of Glenn Cameron.
Mr. Cameron's term ends July 31st, 2025.
Has he sent in a formal resignation letter?
Glenn Cameron?
Yeah.
No.
Do we have something writing saying that he's going to?
I can get that. Yeah.
So typically what we do is accept the resignation, and that way there is an opening and then we make the appointment. So how do we want to?
We can do an appointment contingent upon the acceptance of the resignation.
Resignation.
I'm fine with that.
Is everyone good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There it is right there.
I move to appoint Chris Carlson to fulfill the term of Glenn Cameron that ends July 31st, 2025, from this day present to July 31st, 2025, to the Taney County Airport Board.
Do you want to add that contingent?
Contingence upon receiving the written resignation from Dr. Cameron.
And accepting? I guess if we don't accept it, I know it's technical, but...
Okay. I move to appoint Chris Carlson to the Taney County Airport Board to fulfill the term of Dr. Glenn Cameron upon receiving his resignation and accepting it, his term ending July 31st, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you guys have a meeting coming up that this needed to happen this quickly for?
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get that to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we still have to accept it before he's on the board, is my point.
Yeah, so we'll meet next Monday morning.
Well, the motion was an accept. Yeah.
So we have to move to accept the resignation of before there's an opening.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So your meeting's Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday.
Next
Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The second.
Tomorrow.
Third
no,
Tuesday.
No, a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should be okay.
If we can get something
by Monday,
we'll make sure we put on the agenda. That way we can accept the resignation so that there is an opening. And then once the vacancy, it'll all make it become.
All right. Thank you, Mike. All right. Next, we have the IDA. We have two positions there. We have one for Ryan Sanders and one for Brad Albritton. Those terms would retro from January 1, 2024 through December 31st of 2029.
We have just four applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Move to appoint Brad Albritton and Ryan Sanders to fill the positions from 1-1 of 24 through 12-31 of 29. for the IDA board.
Is that when both of their terms had ended already?
Correct.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the bid recommendation for traffic paint 202404-553. With us this morning, we have Mr. Devin Huff, our Road and Bridge Administrator.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to have to give me just a second. I don't have this.
You don't have one?
Mine was out of order.
Okay.
There's three copies in mine of it.
That's what I was wondering too. Is there something different on these?
Well, there was last time we had three like that.
They're all the same to me. Yeah, these are all the same.
Please, thank you.
You got it?
I do now.
I gave him a copy.
Got the same thing?
Okay. I'm here in reference to the traffic paint, bid number 202404-553. We received two responses, one from Allstate Coatings out of Gladewater, Texas. They were $12.49 a gallon, or $3,434.75 per tote, with a 14 to 30 day delivery. The other one was from Sasco Pavement Coatings out of Springfield, Missouri. They were $16.36 per gallon, or $4,499 per tote, with a 22 day delivery. Therefore, I am recommending Allstate Coatings Company out of Gladewater, Texas.
And that bid is FOB?
Yeah. Is it FOB or is it delivered?
Delivered.
Move to award bid number 2024-04-553 to Allstate Coatings Company out of Gladewater, Texas as primary, and Sasco Pavement Coatings Incorporated out of Springfield, Missouri for secondary.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next order of business, the BCS ProSoft pre-planning letter file, number 24-056, Commission. Ms. Blue, would you like to step forward and speak on this? This will be a review of the software we use from BizNet.
They do this letter just to, we need an update done to our system. So this is a pre-planning, so they're gonna go in and evaluate our system and they'll tell us the cost. But anyway, this is the same we wanna initiate and go ahead and begin the process of looking at the system to update.
Have we ever done this?
Yes. We have to do it each year, or each time. It's been about 3 or 4 years ago.
2021 is the last update that was done to the system.
I remember doing the update, but did they come in and do a analysis and charges for the analysis?
They come in and yes, they do. I don't know if it was presented to you guys, but yes, it was. I did this year.
They did. Because we were concerned about that when it happened, that we shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll tell us how much it costs and go from there. And if we choose not to do it, then we choose not to do it. But
they still charge us for it.
They charge us for analysis. Yes.
If we buy it, if we pay for the upgrades, they don't charge.